Good afternoon, Tri-State, New Jersey, New York, Connecticut. Good morning on the West Coast. Good day to all in between. Hope high tea is lovely in the UK. And good evening to my EU listeners. You are now rocking with the best, the political pro. If you don't know now, you know. This is the Big Mike Show, brought to you in part by Red K Productions. And I am the Big Mike. Before I begin, I want to say shout out, special shout out to the 216. Yes, the land. I am back. And extra special shout out to Elyria, Ohio. A lot of love in Elyria and sending it right back. So let's just pick up where we always leave off with me, right? I'm Big Mike. I told you so. Now, you might ask, what did I tell you this time? I told you, I don't know, circa 2010. Then somewhere around 2015. And most recently, I have to reiterate this, just as of a few days ago, or I'm reminded as of a few days ago, more appropriately, the emergence of political pundits in this society, in this spectrum, it's amazing. You know, and it once upon a time, it was a good thing, right up until people with platforms started to open their mouths. Okay. I was thrilled to see people stop speaking to the Electoral College and refer to it properly as the Electoral College. It is not about phonetics. It's about how much you really understand about the political machine and the political processes, right? But the emergence of new pundits that all of a sudden just become political experts, it's amazing. And I have my opinions about where this started. We can go back to, we can go back to Reagan, 1980. We can go back to Ross Perot, 92, Schwarzenegger, 2002, 2003, somewhere around that. I think it was 2003, right? But now everyone and anyone thinks they can either do it, they can be a politician, they need to hold office, or they can speak intelligently about it. And that has been not the case, right? So we're going to get into that. And before we do, well, you know what? No, we're going to pause for that. I'm going to let Red K Productions, Global Enterprise, get familiar, by the way. I'm going to let them do what they do in DJ Dougie Boy's absence, who will be back soon. But in the meantime, this is the Big Mike Show. We'll be right back. Listen to the falling rain. Don't worry about tomorrow. Don't worry about your pain. Don't cry unless you're happy. Don't smile unless you're blue. Never let that lonely monster take control of you. Back. Thank you to the Red K production team for keeping it hot in the break. I want to jump right back into where I left off and where I was headed. Listen, I've been drawn to politics since the third grade, 7 or 8 years old. I was in advanced classes, so we had mock elections, studied things sort of off the beaten path. We had learned the preamble to the Constitution, studied articles of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, etc. And back then, we had things like Schoolhouse Rock, so the preamble was easy for me. That said, you move ahead to the rest of elementary school with social studies and junior high school back then, as it were, with, again, social studies and government. Same thing in high school, civics, which I don't even think they teach anymore. And I had room for a lot of electives because I had the credits to graduate already. So I took a bunch of history and government classes. And you go to college, and I was a political science major. I was a poli-sci major. And this is not to bloviate, but the reason that I offer these things is because most people, you know, when you walk in the room and you trust them to give you good information, they have something on their wall that's indicative of why they're qualified to do that. Now, the reason that I offer that is because, as I alluded to, and as a matter of fact, I didn't allude to it, I said it. You have the emergence of a lot of self-proclaimed pundits now with a lot of opinions, and that's fine. I don't begrudge anyone's personal opinion about anything on any subject matter. However, when you have a platform on either side of the aisle, I don't care, you know, what your belief, where your belief systems lie, it's Republican, Democrat, Independent, whatever. But when you have a platform through which you reach literally millions and millions of people and you dive into the political realm, it becomes exponentially more important to be responsible. Why? Because this is a very divisive subject. And as we all know, we've heard the old adage, two things you don't discuss around the holiday table, religion and politics, right? Well, there's a reason for that. And it's manifested over the last 10 years, more so than any other time in history. So there has to be an ever-present awareness of that responsibility. And lately, I've heard some things and I've seen some things that are somewhat disturbing, again, on both sides. I want to speak directly with regard to the video that was recently aired. Well, I saw it some time ago, but the subsequent commentary that has been offered about this video presented by Democratic congressional members and the criticism that it's been met with from certain individuals, and some have been staunch advocates. That's fine. The issue that I have is when that information is erroneous. So again, that was not me bovating or offering my qualifications through by comparison to anyone else to say that that should supersede anything that they have to say. It's just to jump in the ring. And it is necessary, because I will say this, Stephen A. Smith, whose morning sports show I watched for years, and I will continue to watch it. I think there's a brilliant sports analysis that takes place there as he touts his number one sports morning show. That's great. I enjoy it. And by the way, Cam Newton was the best addition to that. I think he brings some realness to that. But lest I digress. And having said that, I'm not sure on which platform these opinions were espoused, but nonetheless, I heard it, wherein you pretty much excoriated Mark Kelly, a sitting member of Congress and a retired United States military officer. That was abhorrent. It was disgusting, and it was stupid. The rant was stupid. And without basis. And I don't understand that. And I've seen this on, you know, both sides of the spectrum. I've seen this through, you know, people do this with different opinions. But again, what qualifies you to do that? What, regurgitating or soaking up, you know, mainstream media, regurgitating spin from mainstream media? I don't care what network it is. It doesn't matter. See, I'm a guy that sits there, as I said, this is why I offer my background. I've been a political nerd for a long time. I watch C-SPAN. I actually watch the hearings. I will watch an hour of agriculture debate just to hear about military appropriations, etc. We all know about the UCMJ, Uniform Code of Military Justice. We get that. Most of us have seen A Few Good Men, as was alluded to in this rant. Get that too. And during the walk back, as I call it, Stephen A. Smith, you decided to, you know, admittedly, you said, well, you know, I never served in the military, but I made some calls and I know people. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, there's no question about those that you know. I'm sure you know people in on the higher ends of government, probably at the highest. Well, I know a lot of people in government office as well, including the previous cabinets. I've interviewed them. I know them personally as well. Like yourself, I have family members that have served. I had one of my closest friends that passed, not in the line of duty, but 3 years ago, a decorated Marine officer. My father served. My uncle served. Both my grandparents served. Both my grandfather served. Out of a generation of 13, several great uncles served in the military. So I get it. I also understand that there is a difference. You have to draw a line between what flies and what's acceptable amongst civilian population versus the military. However, what I personally take exception to in that tirade that was offered, that ridiculous rant, is that you drew an inference. You made an inference from a video wherein it was just basically repetition. There was no regurgitation from through opinion in mainstream, any of that. It was just recitation of what is stated in the uniform code of military justice. Okay, this is something that's handed out through my phone calls. Because again, I state, like Mr. Smith did, I never served, but it's to be memorized. This is the code by which they conduct their lives. Okay, what you did was draw an inference from that, where you assume that there was some type of implication that lied deep within. And I don't know where that came from. That was really, really opinion-based. And then all of the extra histrionics and the fervor and the anger and how dare you and all this and that, that was cute. I don't know if that was for ratings. I don't know what the hell that was for, but it sounded stupid. And it was completely unnecessary and inappropriate. And frankly, you owe Mark Kelly an apology. You owe a lot of service members an apology. You owe members of Congress that have also served an apology. Because you're not qualified to speak to these things. You're not. You're talking about how dare he, how dare you? How dare you even open your mouth? You do that a lot with regard to sports. But again, we're not talking about is it you know, the Steelers or the Ravens? Is it, you know, Budweiser, Bud Light tastes great, less filling? It's not the Jets or the Giants. We're not talking about that. As a skilled journalist, who I suspect is probably a journalism major based on his prowess and what he does, or one of the comm majors, mass comm, oral comm, written comm, probably maybe all of them enveloped in whatever major he declared, and maybe a postgraduate degree. I don't know. It doesn't matter. My point is, clearly, your opinion is based on societal views, and that is my point. But when you get to a place where you have a reach of millions upon millions and millions of people, you got to be careful. And what you did was reckless. And there are too many people out here doing that. And that's one thing when you listen to someone like me, right? You listen to a Momo like me, and I thank you all for doing so. But you might have, you know, several thousand, a few thousand, whatever. We're not talking about millions. This man has millions of listeners and is full aware, because he's a very learned person, full aware of where our society is right now. In the divided state that our society rests right now. So when you have the nerve, the gall to come out and chastise, to excoriate, like I said, a former U.S. military officer and a sitting senator in the United States Congress, as though he's not only a child, but your child. Listen, in street terms, pardon my language, but you know what would fly there. Who the fuck are you talking to? That's what anyone would say in response to someone like Stephen A. Smith offering that unsolicited opinion. Who the hell cares what you think? No one gives a damn about your opinion, not where that's concerned. We care about your brilliant analyses about sports and those the same of your guests, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm not saying you're limited to that. Again, unlike you, I'm not trying to disparage you or your intellect as a person the way you did Mark Kelly. When you came out and talked about how dare you disobey your commander in chief. Well, first of all, he didn't do that. It was a damn statement. And you know it. You know it. That's what makes this so wrong. And furthermore, if we really want to do a deeper dive, so let's go there. This is the Big Mike Show. Let's go ahead and go there. Right? You know what it is. You really don't want to talk about the last 10 years. If you really want to get into whether or not there's basis for that, whether or not there is basis for anticipatory thinking or anticipatory reasoning and saying, maybe you better not do that. Or maybe let me send you a reminder, as Jay-Z said, right? Just want to give you a reminder. You can infer what you want all day. Keep that shit to yourself. But when you start repeating it with opinion, that's where it becomes a problem. Because you know full well, there are a number of people out here that need to be told, they want to be told what the hell to think. You're just sheep. And you're taking advantage of that. And that's where all the histrionics and all of the fervor, that's where all that comes from. You know full well you had no right, rhyme, or reason to speak about. As a matter of fact, that man's name shouldn't even be in your mouth. Period. Unless until you actually plan, instead of, you know, playing games with it, listen until you actually plan to run for office and you actually campaign on substantive issues, and you can talk to the people with substance about these things. Bro, listen, just shut the hell up. Give me the scores on Monday. Listen, this is the Big Mike Show. We'll be right back. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political Pro. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political Pro. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political Pro. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political Pro. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Dude.
You want to see the coolest little tool I ever found for playing the lottery, though? This is the Lottery Assistant Generator. Let me give you a quick rundown here. This is literally made to increase your chances to win the lottery, like the Powerball as it climbs with record-setting jackpots. This helps you pick and track numbers based on so many different options. Number one, it supports numerous countries and numerous languages, so it does not matter where you're playing or where you live. Number two, you can track the lottery numbers from all the different lotteries and break them down on like a matrix over time, and it does all that for you. Number three, it helps you generate the numbers in a ton of different ways. You can pre-select numbers from the picker and then have the rest completed for you. There's custom number generation where you create your own generator or you use like a set of preset options for flexible number selection and it tracks it. Then it'll help you pick numbers based on your colors, your horoscope, your zodiac sign if you're into astrology. Or you can use dream-based number generators if you have like dreams about winning the lottery. Guys, this is personal number management. You can add numbers, create lists, save generated numbers, and share with other people in your circle. I literally don't think anybody has ever created such a comprehensive app to increase your chances of winning the lottery. So I'm going to drop a link here. You guys have to take a few seconds and go check this thing out. Freaking brilliant.
And we are back. This is the Big Mike Show. I am the Big Mike. So let's get right back into this. Look, as I said, since we have so many self-proclaimed pundits out here, I'm going to ordain myself, air quotes, as a professional journalist. And here's the thing. What I do know is responsible journalism. With that, your job is to gather, analyze, verify, synthesize, and then disseminate information, right? What you don't get to do is omit information. And here's where I'm going with that. For example, in the previous rant by Stephen A. Smith, when you're talking about this assault, this verbal assault on Mark Kelly, where, again, he was criticized and all of that. I've talked about that. And I don't mean to pick on Mr. Smith, but it happened. So let's go here. For example, when you allude to something like, okay, well, he should have followed protocol and procedure. There were other avenues, other options he could pursue, i.e. going to minority leader Hakeem Jeffries or Chuck Schumer in the Senate chamber. Come on. You know better. You knew better and you know better. Because what you omitted was how many bills have come across Mike Johnson's desk, Speaker of the House, right, that have not even been presented on the House floor. That's kind of important, right? So lest we not forget these things. But to present this type of information while omitting that would seem to imply that Mark Kelly could have pursued other avenues, and that's just not true. But the implication is something different. So when you do things like that, it's irresponsible, it's reckless, and you need to knock it off, because frankly, that's bullshit. But when you know it, since we're going to talk about intent and implications and inferences, I'm going to say that I can infer that there was some intent there. What that was, I don't know, and frankly, don't care. But like I say, you need to knock that off because it's irresponsible. Because here's the thing. People are actually listening to you. And you know that. And I'm talking about in the millions. And you know that. And everyone doesn't spend their time trying to figure out the political scheme or political landscape. Doesn't even understand the rules of the game, but you do. So when you open your mouth to speak about those things, yet you have a responsibility. And that's why, you know, that's why I'm kind of laying into my man over here. But like I said, love the sports show. But anyway, as a matter of fact, I'll tell you what, I'm going to ask C. Savage, Red K Productions, I'm going to ask you to go ahead and play this clip since we want to allude to, you know, trying to be fake Siskel and Ebert up here. We want to allude to film clips and movies and such. You can go back, as Mr. Smith went back to, made reference to A Few Good Men when, you know, he was talking about the uniform code and such. I'm going to refer people to this clip from The American President. I believe this is in like 92, because like I said, this is life imitating art. But with particular attention to, there's a speech at toward the end of that movie. And this is courtesy of Castle Rock Entertainment, Universal Pictures, and I believe Wildwood Entertainment. But there's a clip toward the end wherein 2 points, I think, are depicted, again, with life imitating art. The first being what it takes to win elections, how elections are won. And the second being with placing emphasis on those that are elected officials, servants of the people, that are tasked with serving us as citizens, spend more time keeping their jobs than doing their jobs. Think about that as you listen to these clips. All right? And we'll talk about it on the other side. This is the Big Mike Show. We'll be right back.
America isn't easy. America is advanced citizenship. You've got to want it bad. Because it's going to put up a fight. It's going to say, you want free speech? Let's see you acknowledge a man whose words make your blood boil, who's standing center stage and advocating at the top of his lungs that which you would spend a lifetime opposing at the top of yours. You want to claim this land is a land of the free? Then the symbol of your country cannot just be a flag. The symbol also has to be one of its citizens exercising his right to burn that flag in protest. Now show me that, defend that, celebrate that in your classrooms. Then you can stand up and sing about the land of the free. And I can tell you without hesitation, being president of this country is entirely about character. He is interested in two things, and two things only: making you afraid of it and telling you who's to blame for it. That, ladies and gentlemen, is how you win elections. You gather a group of middle-aged, middle-class, middle-income voters who remember with longing an easier time, and you talk to them about family and American values and character. And you wave an old photo of the president's girlfriend, and you scream about patriotism. You tell them she's to blame for their lot in life. And you go on television, and you call her a whore.
People want leadership, Mr. President. In the absence of genuine leadership, they'll listen to anyone who steps up to the microphone. They want leadership. They're so thirsty for it, they'll crawl through the desert toward a mirage, and when they discover there's no water, they'll drink the sand.
We have had presidents who were beloved, who couldn't find a coherent sentence with two hands and a flashlight. People don't drink the sand because they're thirsty. They drink the sand because they don't know the difference.
They will drink the sand. And once again, you know what? Look, this is why it's important. When I talk about synthesizing information from a certain platform, well, the platform aside, because I'm not picking on one person. This is just speaking in generality, and this is my opinion, to which I'm entitled to. But this is why it's important to paint the whole picture if you're going to assume the role or assume a role through which you feel it necessary to pontificate, right? So again, I heard no mention of William Calley in 1968, Geneva Convention, never heard of that. The Nuremberg Defense, how did that work out? So these are things that when you're going to put yourself in a position where you're being critical, and I'm talking about anyone now, you're going to be critical about another person, something that they put out. This was, you know, a video that they put out, for crying out loud. Right. And all it did was reiterate what's already in existence. It's in the UCMJ. If I tell my kids, when I told my kids, you know, don't ever have unprotected sex, not until you're married, that's not encouraging them to go out and have sex. I'm stating that as a fact, something that's been established, something that's been proven. Don't do that. And that's just an analogy, of course. Because, see, I'm old enough, and again, let's not forget the premise here. Let's not act like there's no predicate. Because I'm old enough to remember a decade or so ago where the emergence of things like alternative facts, that came about, right? What the hell is that? And I've said this before. My listeners have heard me say this before. What's an alternative fact? Where I'm from, that's called a lie. Fake news. Well, again, the emergence of this came about in the last decade. Fake news, well, pretty much where I'm from, that's to cover up the lie. You understand what I'm saying? So certain people, and I'm not, this is not a shot, but there are some people out there that, again, will drink the sand. Believe it or not, it's true. We've all seen it. People want to believe what they want to believe, and they want to be true what they think should. To bring into the state of existence, right? That's not how life works. But words matter. Therefore, you have to be responsible with the things that you're saying and the implications that come within those words. You really do. So I would encourage all of the people out here, all of the, like I said, the pundits, including myself. I hold myself, you know, at a high level of accountability with the things that I say, the majority of which are things that I've seen, I've watched, I've gone through the tedious and arduous task of watching some of these hearings. So I hear what people are saying. I'm watching what people do with my own eyes, using my own senses. And then I offer an opinion. Whether you accept that or not, that's up to you. But what I'm not going to do is be reckless or incomplete in my dissemination, and certainly not in my own discernment. I'm going to wrap this up now, and I'm going to leave you with this. I was told by a very wise woman one time, don't break the silence unless you can improve upon it. Think about that. Thank you guys for sticking around. This is the Big Mike Show. Thank you for the awesome production team at Red K. We're only going to get bigger, better, stronger, and much faster. Get familiar. This is the Big Mike Show. Big Mike Show. Well. Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show. Mike Show. Mike Show. Political proud. Big Mike Show.
Mike.